Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Menachot Daf Yod Chet Amud Aleph, looking at the second Mishnah, the beginning of the second Mishnah, the third parak of Menachot. At this point, we take a departure from our discussion about Pigul and go to the heart of the issue of a Mincha. And here we're going to identify six different avodot that are done in the context of a Mincha, which are dispensable, which if not done, or if not done a certain way, do not invalidate the mincha. Lo yatsak, which means if you didn't pour the oil onto the flour, lo balal, didn't mix it, lo pitate, didn't bake the mincha into little breads, lo malach, did not salt them, lo hinif, if you didn't lift up the mincha, lo higish, or bring it close to the mizbeach, o shiptatan pitim rubot, or if you put them into lots of breads, velo mashchan, or didn't pour the rub the oil on them, ksheira. And we're going to see a lot more about that over the course of the Masechet, what these specific things are. Now, my lo yatsak. Question is, what does lo yatsak mean? Ilem lo yatsak klal. You think you didn't pour any oil into it? Ikuvakta katabba. We already know that that's ma'akev. You have to have the shemen in there. And Ella, lo yatsak kohen alazar. What does lo yatsak here mean? If the kohen didn't pour the oil, rather a non-kohen. So yachi lo balal nami lo balal kohen velazar. So you're going to say the same thing about the second item on the list, lo balal. That means a kohen didn't do it, but a zar did. Halo balal klal psula. But if you didn't do blila at all, then it's pasul. Vatanan, we have a famous Mishnah. Shishim nivlalin, shishim vechad en nivlalin. If you make a neder to bring up to 60 isaron of mincha, they come into one kli. 61 has to be in two kelim. Why? Because 61 don't mix well. I mean the oil and the flour. Vavinan ba ki'inam nivlalin mayhave. Who cares if they're not mixed well? Vatanan lo balal. Our Mishnah says lo balal kasher. Which means that Gemara assumes lo balal means didn't mix at all. If you didn't let the oil and the flour and let them sit by themselves and never mixed them, it's kasher. And then famously, Rabbi Zera says, what it means, the way he interprets the Mishnah is that if it could be mixed, meaning there's 60 or less Yisaron in this Kli, then the fact you didn't do Bila is not a problem. But if it couldn't be mixed, then that becomes a problem. In any case, what's very clear from here is that they understood our Mishnah as being lo balal at all. So Midi Irya, why do you think it has to all be the same? Hakadita v'hakadita. Yitzika means Kohen, and Balal means at all. Lo yatsak, lo yatsak, Kohen, alazar, lo balal, lo balal, klav. Okay, next line in the Mishnah is, oshp tatam pitim rubot. At the end, after the list of the six things, that if you put them into lots of little breads, ksheira, hashtalopa, doesn't make sense, hashtalopa tat klav ksheira, if you didn't make it into breads at all, it's kasher. Pitim rubot me bayah, then you have to tell me if you made a lot of breads, it's kasher. So my pitin rubot, what does it mean? Shribabi ptitin. It means that you made a lot of little ones. And I would think that maybe they're too small now. No, maybe it means big ones. When you have one big blob and you didn't make a pitim, at least it's a chalat. But if you make them too big, maybe you'd say it's not a chala anymore because it's not big enough, and it's not ptitin because it's not small enough, and it might be pasul, kamash balan, then it doesn't matter what size you make them. Okay. Let us consider that our Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Shimon. Tanya. Rabbi Shimon has a long mahalach. Kol kohen, sheno modeh ba'avodah. Any kohen that does not agree, assent to the avodah, also means he does not agree to do the avodah. En lo chelek bekuna. And here, chelek bekuna simply means he does not get a portion of the foods that are given out. Shenemar, makriv et tam hashlamim v'atachel. Min haron lo tia shokeh min lemana. Who gets the shokeh min from the todah? The guy who does the zrikat adam from the shlamim, the guy who does the zrikat adam, meaning modeh b'avodah yesh lo chelek b'kuna, she'eino modeh b'avodah ein lo chelek b'kuna, only somebody who actually does it and participates in it. Ve'ein li ela zu bilvad, I only know that's true about the zrikat adam shlamim. And there are both tetvav avodot. How do I know that I should include all 15 of these avodot that must be done by a kohen, which is hayitzikot, pouring the oil, hablilot, mixing the oil and flour, haptitot, hamlichot, hatnufot, hagashot, these are all in a Mishnah, hakmitzot, haktarot, that we know a kohen has to do, hamlikot, vakabalot, vazaot, we know a kohen has to do those, hashka'at sota, giving the sota the water, va'arifat egla, the egla rufa ceremony, we learned about that in sota. Even outside of the Mikdash, how do I know that the only Kohanim must do them? Minayin, how do I know that if a Kohen refuses to partake of any of those things, he is not able to get a chelek? Tamar lomar, mi b'nei Aharon. The pasuk that we read includes mi b'nei Aharon. Avdam Surah b'nei Aharon, kol kohen shenu modeba, and lo chelek pakuna. Anything that belongs to that family, if a member doesn't do it, then he doesn't get a chelek. Okay, what that means is Rabbi Shimon said, yitzika must be done by a Kohen. And we just said, lo yatzak means that if it wasn't done by a Kohen, but by a Zar, it's okay. So Amram Nachman lo kasha. He comes up with a solution. Kan minchat kohanim, kan minchat Yisrael. Minchat kohanim, remember, has no kmitza, because it's all burned. So therefore, he says as follows: minchat Yisrael the bat kmitza he, a minchat Yisrael that has kmitza, mikmitza vedach mitzvat kuna. So you could say that's where the coin picks up. The Yisrael brings it in. He can mix in the oil. He can mix. He can pour in the oil. He can mix it, etc. And then kmitza is where the coin takes over. But minchat kohanim, the labat kmitza, minchat kohanim doesn't have any kmitza, therefore where does the kohen start? Mikar ba'ikuna has to start from the very beginning, which is pouring in the oil. So that, my Rav Shimon may be referring to that, and therefore he's not at odds with our Mishnah. So Amarle Rav, so Rav turned to him and said, that's not a solution. Mechti minchat kohanim mechadrabi litzika. Rav Nachman, tell me, where did we learn minchat kohanim needs oil at all? Mimnechat Yisrael. From Minchat Yisrael, where it says explicitly, V'yatzak aleh Hashemen. Matam k'sher bazar, v'kahachanam k'sher bazar. You can't make the inferred one more severe than the source. Ika da'amri, there's another version of this answer. Amr Nachman lokasha kan benikmatzot kan mesha'in nikmatzot. It's another version of the same thing. Amr Nachman said, when did Rabbi Shimon say that it must be done by a Kohen? When it's einan nikmatzot, ones that have no kmitza. But those that are nikmatzot can be done by a non-kohen. Amar le Rav, and Rav again said, where did we learn that even menachot that don't get yitzika, kmitza, because they're all burnt, still need oil in them, minikmatzot, from those that do have kmitza. Again, you can't make that split. So it's the same thing, just two versions of the way to say it. So we come to the conclusion that our Mishnah cannot jibe with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon indeed says Kohen must do the yitzika of the oil on every mincha, and our position is that it can be done by a zar. Now, my Tamad Rabbanan, why do the Rabbanan say that a zar is okay? Look at the pasuk. Pour on the oil, put on the levona, and bring it to Bnei Aharon, and he'll do the kmitza. Meaning, mikmitza ma'elach mitzvat kuna, just exactly as we saw at the beginning of Vayikra, in Zvachim, where it says, you put do smicha and shchita, and then Bnei Aharon do kabbalat adam. Same thing here, that's where they pick up at kmitza. Rabbi Shimon, what does he do with that? The answer is, Bnei Aharon ha-Kohanim, mikra nidrasa fanam l'acharav. When it says, Vavial Bnei Aharon ha-Kohanim, that Bnei Aharon ha-Kohanim has to be read also retrofit to the first pasuk, that they also do the yitzikah. V'sar Rabbi Shimon, mikra nidrasa fanam l'acharav. Does he have that hermeneutic strategy generally, that you read it also backwards? V'atanya, not backwards in reverse, but meaning that the demand that's in the middle of the pasuk really also applies to that which comes before it. We dealt with this in Zvachim about doing the matanot of the chatat on the kranot. The pasuk says, you have to do it with the right hand, accept the dam with the right hand. You also have to use the etzba. We dealt with this recently. Etzba, therefore you have to use it with the right. Amar Rabbi Shimon say v'chinem or yad b'kabbalah. It doesn't say yad or etzba when it comes to Kabbalah. It talks about netina. Ho'irvulon amar yad b'kabbalah kibo v'smol kasher. And famously, Rabbi Shimon's position is if you do Kabbalah tadam with your left hand, it's kasher. V'amar Abaye mikra nirash lefanav ulacharav kamipalgi. And Rabbi said the machloket between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim there is whether or not the word etzba is read then back to v'lakach. Chachamim say it is. Rabbi Shimon says it is not. It only goes forward towards the issue of netinat hadam al akranot. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon does not accept that. So we can't say that Rabbi Shimon's reason here for saying that a kohen must do the yitzika is because of that. Havitam and Rabbi Shimon veheviya. If you look at the beginning of that pasuk bed veheviya el bnei Aharon, the vav is mosif al nyan rishon. The vav connects them, and it says not only do you bring it to bnei Aharon, but they're also the ones who do the yitzika. Does he hold that a Vav connects to Parshiot and says that what we learn in the part after the Vav now applies to the part before? The example I just gave, Shechita is done, we know, by a non-Kohen, or can be. And then Bnei Aaron do Kabbalat Adam. We know that a Zar can do Shechita. But notice what it says, Vihi Krivu Bnei Aaron, that Vav should connect it. So Rabbi Shimon, according to you, should say that Veshachat is also a Kohen. So Shaniatim Rakrav Samach Veshachat. In the previous pasuk, which I lined together, it says Vesamach Didam Roshala Veshachat. What's that mean? Masmicha Bezarim Af Shechita Bezarim. You know, smicha is done by the owner, so it's not a kohen necessarily. So therefore, shechita can be done by a non-kohen, which means now Veshachat is kind of pulled back to Samach or forward to Kabbalah. So Im Masmicha BeBalim Af Shechita BeBalim. So now you're going to argue that the shechita must be done not only by, it doesn't have to be done by a kohen, but must be done by the donor. We know not, that's not the case. You couldn't say that. Why? Kal vachomer against Uma, Zrikat di Iker Kapara lo baya balim. After all, Zrikat Adam is the main kapara, and we don't require the owner there to do it. Matter of fact, he can't do it. Shechita to love Iker Kapara lo kol shekein. Shechita, which is not the main kapara, certainly won't demand that the owner be there. And you're going to perhaps challenge that by saying you cannot apply the rule of Zrika, where in the owner who's a non-kohen could not do it, to Shechita, where he could do it. The answer is Gali Rachmana b'Yom Kippur. And what pasuk do we have in Yom Kippur? V'shachar parchatat asher lo. Aharon has to shecht his own parchatat. This is the one time where the owner is required to shecht his own korban. That proves to you that normally we don't require the owner to shecht his own korban, and thus that's the reason that we reject the Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon here. But Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon is the general approach of Rabbi Shimon, which is why he says Yitzika must be done by a Kohen. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up in the middle of this discussion as promised. When we talk about issues of Ikuv in the Mincha and in other korbanot, following Torah Rav. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.